This is AJ.
This is Bryce.
And we are Filter, No Filter Brothers. And I've been looking forward to this episode.
Why?
Because it's talking about a brother in the community.
Yeah, that's true. You're right so far. I'm going to agree with you on that. A brother in the community.
And so we are going to agree to talk about ye.
And we're also going to disagree.
Well, okay, let's title this Fuck Ye.
No, we're not going to call it Fuck Ye, because I'm for ye.
What about Shut the Fuck Up Ye?
I would say Take Several Seats Ye.
Multiple seats ye, and Shut the Fuck Up.
But I think we need to listen to the brother.
About what?
He's saying some very important things.
You're not one of those people who think he's like a fucking genius, are you?
I would not say a genius, but some of the things he speak are truthful. We just don't want to hear it because they have painted him to be crazy.
Yeah, he is crazy.
He's not crazy. He's mentally challenged.
Crazy?
No.
Or, okay, what about this? He's diagnosed bipolar.
And that's true. He definitely has a diagnosis. So we don't want to use the word crazy. Because people who are diagnosed, we don't want to say they're crazy.
In the hood, we call it crazy.
Okay, yes, we can call it crazy.
Since we're sitting in the hood right now?
We're not.
He's crazy.
We're on top of a gorgeous mountain, so.
Billy Goat Mountain.
There you go.
Okay. Anyway, welcome to Fuck Ye.
Oh, here we go again.
let's talk about the man in the news.
Well, we're going to go back a little bit when he was Kanye West.
Okay.
Prior to becoming Ye. So we're going to do it in that kind of order.
Here's another Negro changing his damn name.
Muhammad Ali changed his name, and we respected that.
With a good reason.
It doesn't make a difference whether it's good or not.
What's Kanye's reason for changing his name?
He legally changed his name.
What is he?
Because he wanted to be more spiritual. That was the reason why he did it.
What? Who is he praying to?
He claims to be a Christian.
No, he said all blacks are Jewish.
Well, he did say all blacks are Jewish, but he did say he is a Christian. He believes
in
Jesus Christ.
And then talked about going ham on the Jewish. So is he going ham on black people?
He believes in Jesus Christ. I know that. Oh, he has said that.
Okay. So, all right.
Now let's go.
Okay. So his mental state. He is bipolar. He seemed to have changed after the death of his mother. Wouldn't you say?
I would definitely say that's where the major change is. I think his mom was probably the one who was a good handler for him. He may have been diagnosed prior to us knowing publicly, and maybe he was taking meds on a regular basis, or maybe she was very good at keeping him under control so he wouldn't unravel.
But I know he has a reverence for his dad, too, because he talks about his dad a lot.
Yes.
And being able to talk to him and listen to him. So, unfortunately, his dad is not able to put those same restraints that his mom was able to.
Well, I think he's probably blaming himself for his mom's death.
Ooh.
For financing her makeover that she went through.
But that was normal. Like, if I had $1 billion... I would definitely fix Mabel up.
I mean, you would want to do what you want to do for your mom.
Yeah. If she wanted a weave, I'd give her a weave. If she wanted new teeth, I'd give her new teeth.
I get all that. But,
you know,
she was doing a lot at one time. And so the fact that he had the money.
And I'm surprised that the doctors didn't do more to say, hey, we're just going to do your butt this week.
And when you have big pockets, they just go with the money.
Yeah.
Because she probably told him, no, I want it all done.
See, that's the root of all evil. See?
Yes, that's true.
But anyway, so we are going to agree that he has some type of mental psychosis going on.
Okay, we will agree on that.
Okay, good.
I'll give you that. That's one check.
Audience, y'all keep tabs on what we agree on, and also keep tabs on the definition names that we give.
Now,
Fuck Ye.
There you go again. So you done said it again.
Okay.
Okay. So that's three times. I'm going to mark every time.
Yeah, because let me tell you, I'm on that team. But I just want him to shut the fuck up. That's what I want.
Why do we always want to shut someone up who is black? But we let crazy people who are not black say whatever the fuck they want to say.
I want to say shut the fuck up to Candace Owens.
She's still black.
Oh, and she's talking foolish.
Okay. I need you to say shut the fuck up to someone who's white.
Okay, let me see. Trump, shut the fuck up.
We all say shut the fuck up to Trump.
Okay.
But he's actually orange.
Well, at least we agree on that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
So, his mental state.
Let's talk about his music, though. You got to give it to him about his music.
Okay. So, wait. Music. Now, we're going to agree on this one because I think he's very talented, a very talented producer. He can produce music. He's an excellent sampler. He's worked with some of the best. So he's not totally crazy. He's just crazy sometimes.
Okay. But when you say we all are a little crazy at times?
Mm-hmm. He just has a little more.
He does. He has a little bit more.
Yeah.
Okay. So we agree with that. So you're coming to my side now.
But musically, he's awesome. The College Dropout album was probably my favorite album. And then now he's, on his gospel tip.
Now, you have to give it to him. When he did the whole gospel tour, that was amazing.
Yeah, it was amazing because it kind of popularized and made it tangible for young people, and took
religion to a different... It brought the choirs back.
Yeah, definitely brought the choirs back. So I do applaud him for that. That's a good thing.
But, now, that's a Christian thing.
But he need to listen to what the pastor's saying.
Ooh, no.
You can't just sing
at a choir. You can't listen to every pastor now.
But he need to listen to somebody.
Well, that's true.
Maybe they should have baptized him.
Again.
Yeah. But anyway, another song that I like, The Jesus Walk and, The Good Life. He got some really interesting songs there. And then he collabed with a whole bunch of people. I mean, if it's a big name out there, they have worked with Kanye.
Right. And he actually writes a lot of songs for other people where he won't even, he just writes the song and give it away. So he has that. So where he does that. That's actually where he started from, was he was behind the scenes.
Right. Yeah. Because he has some stuff with Alicia Keys, too.
Yeah. And Jay-Z.
But some of his other notable songs, Gold Digger, with Jamie Foxx. That was a big hit.
Smash.
Heartless and Flashing and Can't Tell Me Nothing. Those are all Yee songs that I really like and enjoy. And so I'm glad that he was able to produce some things that people can enjoy.
So you're coming more on my side. I'm feeling it.
No, hold on, because I'm just getting warmed up.
Oh, okay.
So musically, he's great.
Okay.
But let's talk about this last marriage that he had.
Well, he's only been married once. So
crickets.
Yeah, because he was only married once. Yeah. Now, he had affairs and relationships and all that kind of stuff, but the marriage that he was in, I believe it was Hollywood arranged.
Why?
Because that's what they do.
No, he saw a white girl with a big ass, and he wanted to have it just like everybody else has had it.
But why would you marry something that's been run through? I mean, several people have had it.
That's a good question, because he knew she was a hoe.
Well, yeah.
And
he saw
the videos.
Everybody saw the video.
And maybe he was just lucky to get it, because they said his member, his little man, is little.
I don't know that.
But he's able to produce because he got, four or five
kids? Well, the little man syndrome can make you, great.
That's what I'm saying. So anyway, he was probably happy to have her. But he really seems like he appears to still be in love with her.
I think that's part of that he's actually mourning the loss of that marriage, like he was mourning his mother.
But he had to contribute to it, because if he in that marriage was acting crazy... Let me come up with a different word. If he was acting abnormal...
Well, no. If he was actually in an environment where his mental state was not...
Managed.
Mm-hmm. And we have to go ahead and say, we can't just blame everything on him. He was married to someone who had two previous marriages.
Okay.
Marriages. Not just... We're not talking about her whole one.
Mm-hmm.
Just marriages that didn't work.
Okay.
So...
Well, she's...
So
I'm trying to be respectful here.
She's a seductive.
Yeah.
So she has the whole look. She, she know how to talk.
She's been bred to be a hoe, period.
Yes, I would say.
I can't put it no other way.
I will. And that's just our perspective.
Just like the rest of us.
Looking from the outside looking in.
Right. That's our thing.
That she was trained to be a high class hoe.
Yeah, she is. So, and has done it well.
Very well. To the point where she's a billionaire.
That must be some good box.
It is beat up. Well, according to the video, she has good lips. She know how to work her mouth.
That too? Okay. So anyway, Kanye is still in love with her, wants his family back. At least that's what he said.
That's what he said. In the interview. And there's never been anything about him being a bad dad. You've never heard that.
I don't know. You just can't. You just... I don't know if you can just turn off crazy.
But there has never been any allegation that he's a bad dad. And you know right now,
I don't know.
In the midst of this storm, that would have came out. And no one's saying he's a bad dad.
Well, I mean, she didn't say anything about him being a bad dad. But I'm sure if you're unstable and bipolar, you have some concerns
around kids. There's plenty of people who are out here who have kids who are bipolar. And people have concerns. So we shouldn't wrap that up and just say that's just everything right now.
Well,
it's a factor, but it's not everything.
Unfortunately, we're not in that household, so we can't tell.
No, we can't.
But anyway.
I heard the whole entire house is white.
Bipolar, mother's death, musical genius, but relationships, I don't know. Because if he's at the dinner table and he's talking some
radical.
Abnormal, radical, I don't want to use the C word,
Thank you.
At the dinner table, then everybody's looking like, what the fuck? And
could
I'm
you,
sure it's
could
been
you
multiple
imagine sitting there at a Thanksgiving dinner and he just say something off the chain where
off the
everybody
chain.
Just stop eating and look at him like
something like White Lives Matter.
Right. With all black people at the table.
No, all white people at the table.
Well, that's true.
You know, because that's what the table looked
but
like.
But what does he really mean when white? Like, I mean, I would like to know what he mean by wearing that shirt. Because that's where we're at with that.
I didn't hear what he meant. But just
I don't think
the message to me is a anti-black message.
That's
my perception. Anybody who says white lives matter, we all know that white lives matter.
But
we know that.
But maybe he was put out as a black man saying white lives matter. Like, I want y'all to really understand it. Y'all come out this with white lives matter and no one else lives matter. Maybe he was putting that out there that way. Maybe it was reverse.
Don't nobody want to hear about white people in this instance when we talk about what matters and what not.
Well,
we want to know that black lives matter because those are the ones that's getting destroyed. And so for him to put on a shirt that says white lives matter, that's like, it's just like the biggest faux pas. And that's why some black people are turning against him now. Don't say nothing stupid. I don't care how much money you have.
I don't think it was stupid. And you know that's where
if you say white lives matter to me, I'm gonna cuss you out because I'm your friend.
I would be
because
saying,
the point is white people are not getting gunned down in the street.
No,
the amount of African Americans, and so we already know white lives matter because they almost ruled this place.
But that's what,
and so we
could
understand
he possibly
that.
Take that viewpoint. Like,
no,
I want y'all to know.
Nope, I'm not going to make an assumption.
I'm going to make.
He wore the White Lives Matter shirt, and he wore it publicly. At his fashion show or wherever he had it at. And what does that say to the black people?
Black people already know.
We already know it, but do we need to see a pillar in the community wearing a White Lives Matter shirt?
Now, if you put it that way, no, that was kind of disrespectful.
That's what I'm saying. It's disrespectful. And so I can't understand.
But don't we do a lot of other things to ourselves that are disrespectful?
Not publicly like that.
No,
see, he has
a
different message.
We call each other the N-word publicly.
We do. But, you know, that's a different podcast. N-I-G-G-A and N-I-G-E-R is two different words.
True, but we shouldn't be using it.
It says
if we're talking about disrespectful.
It says who?
Well, why shouldn't he wear the shirt?
Because he's black.
But, okay, so you just proved my point.
Yeah, he's black and he should have a Black Lives Matter shirt.
Okay, then people shouldn't use the N-word. Point blank,
okay.
Black.
Anyway, Kanye West wore a shirt, and some people had offense to it. I have an offense to it. You know, because that goes in line. Not only did he wear that, but he wore the red hat that I don't want to give him credit for.
Well,
he wore the red hat.
Because he was supporting someone. Now, he's entitled to his political views.
He's hobnobbing with number 45, right? 45, 46, what was
it? Doesn't make it. The anyway, orange man.
Yeah, I don't even want to give him credit either. But he's hobnobbing with him being used as a pawn against the Democrats.
Well, he's been, definitely being a pawn used to try to get more people of color to come that way.
Exactly.
So that definitely was being, he was being used.
And so, but for him to be so smart on one aspect and then be used on this aspect is, I'd rather him just be quiet. Like the other,
I don't think he has the ability to be
millionaires
quiet.
And billionaires.
I don't think he has the ability to be quiet. I think that's where
therein lies the problem.
I think that's where the sickness is at.
And that caused him $2 billion worth of heartache in over a week.
Well, actually in 24 hours.
Yeah, because I Googled him last week. He was worth $5 billion. And yesterday he was worth $2
billion. Yeah, and it's dropping.
And so if that's enough to make me be quiet.
That would, a normal person was just shut up.
Right, so you're saying he's not normal. So he's the C word.
No.
Yeah.
He's like,
you just said he's not normal.
He's mentally diagnosed with some issues.
Okay.
The but C does word. That mean that you have to lose your money?
When you are reckless, yes.
There have been other people who have done reckless things.
I don't care about
things.
Other people. We're talking about this person.
But why are we just focusing on him
because
when other people before
Because he's the one
him,
in the news right now.
There's been other people in the news.
No, because they got the other radio announcer 3 weeks ago. They took care of him because he has to pay money to those Sandy Hook families for saying something crazy. So you can't just go out here and say something that is totally false.
But is it worth $3 billion?
Obviously, it was worth $3 billion to him. And so those people who pulled off their deals and all of that stuff, they showed that Negro. They showed him. They said, I can do something better. I'm not going to tell you okay. I'm doing it.
But let's look at this. Why is it that they're always going after a person of color? Once they get to a certain level, they want to bring them down.
I agree.
So that's my viewpoint
they
on
who?
It. The people in power. I don't want to say white people because I don't know if they're all white. True. I would think majority of them are.
True.
But it may be a couple of colors in there.
The way he described them is he put them in the category of Jewish.
Yes.
And some of those white people might not be Jewish.
That
but
is true.
That's his term for
but
anybody
he also claimed
in power.
Black people are Jewish.
He did say black people are Jewish, and that's why people are kind of confused. If you're saying white people are Jewish, black people are Jewish, but you're going to do DEFCON 5 on Jewish people, that means you just hate everybody.
Well,
he
did go DEFCON 5 on it, the
right.
situation, where he really didn't have to. But right. his point was trying to say that we all came from one source. That's what he really was trying to say. But he was saying, and he was trying to make a correlation between the Jewish community is very good at keeping the money in their community. That's what the point he was trying to say. So he was saying a Jewish person will spend money in their own Jewish establishments before it go outside their community.
Mm-hmm.
Thus, the black community instantly goes to someone outside our community and spend money. Because you know, ourselves, well, if we go to a restaurant, we will criticize a black restaurant to the point where we'll shut it down.
Mm-hmm.
Even though the food may be good, we'll criticize, the floor is dirty, the service horrible. But we'll go and take all the bad service from a white restaurant.
Oh, that's not necessarily true.
Oh, you know that's
that
true.
That is not necessarily
You know
true.
That's 100% true.
Because if I go to a restaurant, a white restaurant or a black restaurant that's owned by white people or black people, if their service is bad, I'm not going. I don't care what color they are.
Now, I know you're saying that, but I know plenty of black people who will shut down and say they will never go to a black restaurant because they said the service was horrible. The food may have been good, service horrible.
Okay.
But they'll go and sit at another table where the service is horrible and the food is horrible and still go back.
I don't know about that.
That is a true statement.
Well, it's not
you can be in denial.
Well, it's not me.
Uh-oh.
So anyway, let's move on.
I've been with you and we got
Let's
that.
Move so. On to talk to Yee about what he lost. So apparently he lost
money.
Deals worth $2 billion.
Yes.
And so this is news to me that your net worth is also based off of stuff that you necessarily don't have but you plan to get.
Right.
So obviously he had some deals on the table that was going to bring him in money. And those deals are now gone, which makes me think that he had some type of agreement with these companies that gave them an out.
Well, I think every corporation now, since the Me Too movement, mm-hmm. have put clauses in contracts where if you do anything to disgrace the company or anything like that, they have the ability to cancel the contract.
And so knowing that, wouldn't that change your behavior?
if you are strong in whatever you believe, maybe not. And really, truthfully, I don't know what he said was so bad that made them cancel these contracts.
So,
just because you're saying that the Jewish community keeping the money in the community, that's not a bad thing.
Balenciaga, if you're listening, I can come up with a big shoe that looks better than Kanye's shoe. So please contact me, and I promise to keep my mouth shut. Okay. And I'll do it for half
the cost. Well, if that's the same thing, then I'm going to go to Gap and say I can go and pull some clothes out of a hamper and throw them on and look homeless, and I can do that, and you give me a contract.
Okay.
Because I actually believe some of his stuff look like homeless people.
Okay, so I'm sure all of you listeners have seen him in that black outfit with the big boots. So that outfit looks hideous.
It's hideous, but it also shows that he's out there.
Let me say, it looks comfortable because it's a hoodie, it's a jacket, it's an oversized shirt that looks like a dress.
It looks like he had on a giant jeans. Black marshmallow.
Yeah, and then the boots, you know, were kind of larger than where we normally see. And so, I mean, if that's his style, that's his style. You know, clothes and fashion changes all the time. But
you deflect.
Anyway, it just looks weird.
You deflect.
It just looks weird.
So, do you believe that someone has... Because we're supposed to be in America, where we have free speech. He didn't say anything. He didn't go in a movie theater.
Free speech ain't free.
Well, but if that prove it, then that's part of his point. He's proving a point. Because he's saying that the Jewish community is controlling the media. They also control the music industry. They control the movie industry. He's saying
everything. But all of those people are not Jewish. So he's lumping them all together.
Well, he's saying the powers to be. I didn't know Disney was Jewish.
But here's the issue. Here's the issue. He's lumping all of those people of power into a religion, which is where the problem is.
And
he could have lumped them into a race, which I think would have been less of a problem.
What if he just said all the white people?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
So because kind of called him Jewish, and then he claimed that he was a Jew.
Yeah, but that's the oxymoron.
Now, one of the things I find a problem with this whole situation is that when Jamie Lee Curtis, who is Jewish, I believe. I'm not for sure. But maybe. Made the comment that they should take his kids away. I have a serious problem when someone makes a statement that someone's kids should be taken away. We have other people out here molesting kids, doing this, all this stuff, and we're not making a big hoopla over this.
Look, Jamie Lee Curtis is not in any recent movie. So we don't care
about her.
She's
in the new Halloween movie.
Okay, whatever. We're sick of seeing her in that movie, too.
Well, she should be dead 5 times over, right?
So here's the deal. It's really not about her. But he made that interview mostly about her because that really hurt him. And he said it hurt him.
Yeah.
But, I mean, people have said hurtful things about him, you know, that he let go.
Because when you talk about someone's kids, people get personal about that.
Yeah, I get it.
And that's where I'm like, wow, because I was like, wow, she went after the kids? Like, why are you bringing the kids in this?
Well, she just said he shouldn't be around him. And I don't know if she knows him or not, if she's seen him in his mental state.
But that I'm might sure not she be has been in certain situations where she shouldn't have had her kids. I believe at one point she did go into counseling for alcohol.
This is not about her. But anyway, so he also, in addition to that, and within that $2 billion, he had Balenciaga.
We already said that.
He has Adidas that's gone, and those clothes were horrible, too.
And Adidas actually know that they're going to take a drop in their revenue because of that.
It is not worth it. Well, they've probably been wanting to get rid of him for a while anyway.
Well, I don't know about that
because,
part.
Yeah. I mean,
he was bringing in some serious revenue.
Wait a minute. He walks into Skechers without an appointment, demanding a meeting.
Well,
so I'm sure that he was very comfortable with the Adidas people and was like, look, I don't care... You know, like his buddy, I don't care if I do shit on Fifth Avenue, you ain't gonna do nothing to me. I'm sure he had that attitude when he walked into Adidas. And I would have to agree,
because he know he has the backing of society, far as if he drops something, people are gonna snatch it up.
Well,
that's proven.
Okay, so let me tell you, I've never bought a pair of Yeezys. Yeah, I've never bought any of his clothes.
You're just one of the other.
That's what I'm saying.
600 million people who have.
And I won't, because of who he is. So I don't have to buy his stuff. Now, I have bought Balenciaga, but it wasn't Balenciaga.
How do you know?
It wasn't.
Okay.
Because this was way before he had to deal with that.
Oh.
But anyway, he also lost money. He also lost money from TJ Maxx.
TJ Maxx?
Yeah, he had a deal with TJ Maxx. He had a...
You mean Gap?
No, he had TJ Maxx and he had Gap.
Okay.
And he lost a couple of... he has a talent agency with athletes, and he lost Jaylen Brown and...
He did lose that. He lost
Aaron,
a lot of...
Aaron Donald. Mm-hmm. And so for them to say, I want to get away from this person, because then they have stuff in their clause that says if anything should happen, because they don't want to be associated with someone who is against a whole race of
now,
people.
Now, what if, and this is the big if.
Oh, Jesus.
If they were backed by their lawyers who may have possibly been Jewish.
Or white.
Or white.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody hopped on this bandwagon like, oh, we're going after him. We want to shut him down. It has been proven in history that once a black person gets to a certain level, they take them down. They did the same thing with Michael Jackson. They did it with Whitney Houston. Mm-hmm. They're not going to let you have all this money. They're going to get the money, then they're going to snatch it back.
Well, they
from
don't
you.
Care about the money. They just want you to be a good Negro and sit by the door and be quiet.
Well, he wasn't trying to just do that.
Like some of the people who are millionaires, close to billionaires, and they just sit and be quiet. And you can think of who are the richest people in this country and who do you hear from?
They sit there and collect their check.
Exactly.
But is that always the right thing to do?
Probably not. But
and that's what he's trying to prove the point.
Then you know what? He took one for the team.
And he actually said that. He said he knows he's probably the next one to die. He said that.
To die.
Yes. He said he believed they're going to take him out. He said it last week.
If they didn't take orange man out, I'm sure they're not going
to
take
him. And he said he's ready to be the sacrifice for people could understand what he's talking about. He said it.
Yeah, that's some abnormal.
And that is very abnormal. But if someone's saying, I'm willing to fight this cause to my death.
But who is he fighting the cause for? It's not for the black people. So who is he fighting for?
Maybe it is for the black people.
No, you can't. That's what he's trying you can't to say. Be. No.
So I don't know what's going on.
Yeah. So anyway. He's not fighting for the black people. He's not fighting for the people that I know for sure. He's definitely not fighting for me. But anyway, the talent agency and then MRC, Film TV Programming, they pulled the plug on him.
Everybody pulled.
So album sales have gone down.
Right. Now, I believe personally, if he just sat down for a while,
mm-hmm.
like be quiet for the next 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
Kanye Yee can come back and blow right back up.
Well, he's talking about running for something in 24.
I don't think he should be doing that. So,
well, he talked about running in 2024.
I don't believe
so that would be interesting.
The mental stability to run for anything.
Yeah, I already
went through Orange Man.
I just want to be on the marketing team that is against him. Because it would be way too
easy.
He
has to have a team, and I think the team would tell him he is not. But then again, we got Herschel Walker.
That's what I'm saying. Herschel Walker, the orange man, actually became president.
So he thinking he can do that.
You know, on election night, he didn't even know that he won.
But we know that a black person with baggage can't do the same thing as a white person.
I don't know. It's
going
to be interesting. Maybe he should run just to show him.
Show him what?
Show him that he can do it.
We ourselves wouldn't. You said you wouldn't even vote for him.
I wouldn't even vote for him. I would campaign.
But what if
you
found out everything he's saying is right?
What is he saying that's right?
That we need to pull together as a community.
Well, then let that be his message.
But what if that was his message? What if he starts saying that?
Okay, so it's about how you say it. And this is what was in his interview. You know, with the drink boys or whoever they are. They said it's how you say it.
True.
And the expectation is that you are a person in the community who is
above
a lot of people. Yeah,
an influencer.
And so you should know better. But he didn't prove that he knew better.
Okay, so we can look at an example of Monique. Monique has done something. She fell from grace. She wouldn't do the whole tour for the Oscar.
She had too much mouth.
So she had too much mouth.
Stop talking.
And all of a sudden now it's like, oh, we're going to welcome her back to the fold. What happened? Why we can't welcome her back?
She apologized. They apologized.
So if he apologized, do we welcome him back to the fold?
He got to change his ways.
He's unstable. We already know that.
Okay, well, somebody.
And his ways are not necessarily wicked. See, that's why I have a problem with the whole thing, how we're trying to paint him a certain way.
Okay.
He hasn't done anything that's actually illegal.
Wait a minute. Illegal don't make it wrong. Don't mean that that's your criteria for right or wrong.
Well,
because the foolishness that he said about George Floyd, and now what that family has to go through again because somebody famous said it, and now it is on the media again. So imagine if you was George Floyd's daughter and you watching TV and they show Kanye West talking about your dad. That he really didn't die from the knee on the neck that we all saw over and over again, but he died from drug overdose. I didn't know Kanye had a doctorate, a medical doctorate. I didn't know that he was there sampling him at college dropout. Well, then he needs to stay in the college dropout place. But to talk about something that he don't specifically know is not the right thing to do. And it will cost him $250 million, and I bet you they get it.
I don't think they're going to get it. Because we're entitled to your opinion.
Oh, they're going to get it.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Did you see the news last month?
I still don't think so.
Oh, they're going to get it.
I don't. And if they get it, it's because they hopped on a bandwagon that he was talking about the Jewish community.
Let him hop on
But not because of just he made a statement.
I hope George Floyd's family
did that. Did anybody make any statement? You can just... Can't make any statements.
Don't make false statements.
We're in a country where free speech.
Okay, free speech and see how much it costs you.
I think that's ridiculous.
This has cost them $2 billion worth of free speech.
Well, it has.
And so for anybody out there to think they want to have free speech, be careful because you may lose more than you anticipate. He didn't anticipate to lose this.
He did.
When he had that conversation.
That's the
one. I think it was that Dulce that he was drinking that really made him. And it's funny because those guys get you drunk on that.
But actually, he wasn't drinking.
Yeah, he was. They made him drink. They was like, let me see you drink it.
Oh, okay.
And he drank it.
Okay, so you watched the whole 3 hours?
I watched the whole 3 hours.
Yeah, I didn't watch the whole
And they was like, oh, we going to drink to that. You trying to be president? Let's drink. And they was like, nope, we need to see you drink it.
Okay.
So that dude got him real relaxed.
Now, see, that's
a
setup.
But against all people.
See, that's a setup.
All people. It is a setup. And so they take some responsibility for that because they didn't even stop it. They didn't even check him. They didn't even
They were looking at how many likes and views and all
exactly.
that stuff.
Exactly. So they're just as wrong, too. And I mean...
See, that's... Okay, I'm glad you said it because I think we need to start putting blame on everybody who's responsible.
I agree. I'm in agreement.
I will go back to the whole thing with the whole R. Kelly thing. All his handlers need to be in jail with him because we just focus on one person. Kanye... Although Kanye is a bit much because he fired all his handlers.
Yeah.
Because right now, I don't think he even have a lawyer.
Okay. So, those drink champs, you're wrong. You are wrong for the way you let that interview go.
Well,
and I hear freedom of speech, but...
It should have been some serious editing, and he should have had final approval.
Yes. But he probably would have approved it to go as is. And they were, even if you look at their face, I'm talking about the drink champs. If you look at their face, they were like,
what the hell?
Fuck?
Yeah.
And they let it go.
Yeah.
It was almost like it was entertainment for them.
What's weird, I think the one guy is actually Jewish.
Oh, the light-skinned guy?
Mm. Or is he just light-skinned? Is he just a light-skinned
brother? I don't know. If you out there and you know.
He just light-skinned?
Yeah, he's light-skinned.
He's Latino. Okay.
Oh, yeah. If you know, just email us or text us and let us know. Because we don't know everything either.
We don't.
But anyway.
But you could be actually, there are literally black Jews. So, I mean.
Yeah.
So
that is true.
What he's saying is true.
No, it's not necessarily true. But anyway. So you got George Floyd comment. You got DEFCON 3 comment. You got White Lives Matter comment.
Lot of comments in the last couple days.
He basically shit on himself. All right, let me just put it that way.
He put a lot out in a short window.
Yeah, and that
was too much for people to handle.
And then the fact that he told Adidas, I'll say what I want to say and y'all not going to do nothing, they showed that ass.
And I think they
showed
that. Now, you have to agree with this. They did it because he was black. Because white people said stuff and they let the stuff slide.
Will you stop it?
I'm not going to stop it because that's really what this is all about.
No, it is not. I don't think it's. But anyway, let me get something more.
We let someone stand up there and say some ridiculous stuff and became president.
Yeah, well, you know.
That was proven right then and there. This is why he thinks he can get away with the same thing.
Let me tell you, it's a whole group of people out there who like what Kanye said.
There's a whole lot of people who still like what the Orange Man said.
Yeah, that's true.
So if you put them on the same pedestal, Trump has said some very ignorant comments.
Yeah, but the public showed Trump. The public they showed Trump.
Did they?
They was like, yeah, we don't want you appearing.
Is he in jail? No.
Not yet.
He's not going to jail.
Because when you have money, you have options.
And Kanye had more money than Trump.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. But the last thing that really offended me about Kanye is he does have a school. Which is named after his mom. And the school, after all this came out, the school closed for a day.
Is it back open?
It's open.
Okay.
It's back open.
Okay.
So it within 24 hours, it was back open.
Okay.
But
that's good though.
But the school is unaccredited. It's a private school. And when
were they ever accredited or did they lose their accreditation?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
But when you have a school and you have families who go to your school to say, oh, we're closing effective immediately, then you scramble to find out where your kids are going.
Yes.
And so this news.
Now, but you said private.
It's private, yeah.
Okay.
But the point is that stuff that you say don't only affect you.
This is true.
And so I think he needs to be a little more mindful of what he says and who it affects.
Now, I think, because you're right, I think this may be because some of his kids are of age to see stuff on TV and understand some of the stuff. I think his daughter's old enough. I think she's like 10, 11. Mm-hmm. So she can be affected by this. So yeah, it's a lot.
Okay. But just be careful of what you say. It not only affects you. It affects other people around you. And in this case, this school, this private school, his actions affected all of those kids who had nothing to do with it. And now there's an athlete in that school who is going to transfer to another school. So it's like, just think about what you say. You have a responsibility, I think, when you are an influencer.
If you're a black influencer, just know they're going to pull your card.
Or white, you have a duty to, and that's why you have people managers and people handlers who handle you, because sometimes we don't know what to say, right? And so you have these professional people who know what to say and they handle you.
So you're saying go along to get along to make that check.
That's what most of the rich people do.
But he wanted to buck the system.
And he bucked the system. And I'm okay with him bucking the system.
Now, what if he actually is okay with losing the money?
And he is, because he's still a billionaire.
Well.
He's still one of the richest African-Americans in this country.
I still say he still have the influence.
He definitely has the influence. So this is also where I think he's a genius, because he keeps himself in the media.
Yep.
He keeps people talking. When you get put off of Twitter, you've done something.
Yeah.
You know, and so I'm sure his followers are consistently increasing, because I even searched him more this week than I have in the past. So he is definitely a genius when it comes to staying relevant.
He's learning how to manipulate the media in his favor.
Yeah.
Instead of, you know, how the media is trying to manipulate it against him.
But it's a $2 billion cost.
Well.
At this point. But maybe he'll get it.
You know, $1 billion, $3 billion, it's all a billion.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah. Yeah, you get it's nothing more than that what you'll be able to spend anytime soon.
Right.
So anyway, it's going to be interesting in 2024 to see if he runs for president.
Oh, my God. Let's get through the next 2 months.
No, he's really talking about it.
I know that, but let's get through the next 2 months. And I'm not wishing any ill will. But mm-hmm. because he has spoken into existence, I'm canceling him saying that they're trying to take him out. That he still can come back and have a very successful career in life and maintain his mental.
Ability. I would love for him to work on some old music.
I would love for him to do that. I would actually invite him to come on and talk to us, because we're really real.
Hey, Yee, if you out there, you are welcome to come to Filter, No Filter, and have a conversation. Our information, you can find it. Yeah. Or your handlers can find it.
You can Google us.
Yeah, you can Google us. We're here in the Cincinnati area.
Right.
So come see us. Come talk to us. I would love to have you at this table. And trust me, I wouldn't do like the drink champs and just let you talk without questioning some of the foolishness that you had to say. So please be ready for that.
And I got your back.
But anyway, we are Filter, No Filter Brothers, and I'm tired of Kanye. Sit your ass down somewhere and just
we're
be quiet.
We're not going to cancel him.
I'm canceling it.
All right, this is Bryce.
This is AJ. What's up, y'all? This is AJ.
This is Bryce.
And we are Filter, No Filter Brothers. You can find us on multiple platforms, including YouTube, Apple, and Spotify.
Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And our email is filternofilterbrothers@gmail.com.
Our new phone number is 513-453-7733. Check us out.